The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 19th of September. In your Squeeze today, the federal government's family law review controversy, questions about Saudi Arabia's security capabilities, the cost of flying, and a remake of The Princess Bride. Yes or no? This is your Squeeze today. On Tuesday, Claire, the government announced a parliamentary inquiry into the family law system. That system, among other things, looks after the arrangements for the care of children after relationships break down.
Yes, and the review caught a lot of people by surprise because there's been a lot that's happened in that space already. The government has committed to revamping the court system that oversees those sorts of cases, and that's quite controversial and hasn't really seen the support of all of those sort of law-based lobby groups. There's also a Law Reform Commission review that was a big one, and it wrapped up in April, and the government is still considering those recommendations. So it was quite surprising to people in that space that the government was commissioning another review.
Another part to this is that Pauline Hanson is set to be the deputy chair of the committee along with Liberal MP Kevin Andrews. Yesterday, she did an interview about the family law system and has come under fire after saying in that interview that women make false accusations of domestic violence to stop men from having access to children.
That's right. And that had quite a bit of coverage yesterday and into the newspapers today. Her view is that that's something that happens. When she put that view yesterday, it had quite a reaction from people like Rosie Batty, who's the family violence prevention campaigner. She says that that's just completely not true. And if Pauline Hanson is going to be quite senior in that parliamentary inquiry, that raises concerns for her and other family violence campaigners because she seems to have a particular view about women making up those sorts of accusations.
Some accusing the government of giving Pauline Hanson that role as part of a broader deal. The federal court has again extended the orders around the deportation of the Tamil family that have been front and centre of the Home to Billow campaign. That campaign by the town of Billowheela, where the family were living, have been lobbying for them to be allowed to remain in Australia. They're currently on Christmas Island and are now unable to be deported until 4 p.m. today.
There's some quite complex legal argument that's been happening in the federal court about exactly what that case is based on, and I don't intend on getting into that. But long story short, we'll find out later today, according to the judge, about what the decision is about whether that case is going to go for further hearings or whether 4 o'clock is that deadline. And then after that, the government's able to deport them. We'll find out today.
Plenty around this morning also about how those drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities over the weekend have exposed the country's defence capabilities.
It was something that was raised just after those attacks, people saying how on earth could that have happened? The Saudis were said to have very expensive and complex defence systems that would prevent something like this. But as it turns out, it seems that some fairly low-cost drones and missiles were used and that they were unable to repel that. So that's getting quite a bit of a look. In the meantime, Donald Trump overnight has said that he's going to up the sanctions on Iran, and Saudi Arabia says that the remnants of those weapons used prove that it was Iran that was behind those attacks, and Iran, of course, still denies that.
It was the case in Israel this week that the people there went to the polls for the second time in a year, and the same now happening in Spain after acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez was unable to form a majority.
Yeah, Spain's having its fourth election in 4 years. They've had some troubles there about forming coalitions to government. The last election in April, they've been negotiating since then, and that's all broken down. So they're off to the polls again in November.
Whilst we're on it, what's the latest on Israel's election? Too close to call?
Too close to call. About 60% of the voters being counted there, and they're neck and neck, Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz. So, yeah, it'll be right down to the wire.
to the cost of flying, which is always a big topic of conversation, especially as we head towards school holidays. This week, there's been a back and forth between airlines and airports about who is to blame for increasing prices.
This has been a bit of a push in recent times. The airlines particularly have got organised with a new peak body to further this case. It was interesting to see the airline chief executives come together yesterday to go to the press club and really put their case about why the airports should be regulated by the government. They say that the airports are a monopoly. You know, it's not like they have a choice of using another airport. They're locked into using their facilities, and that those airports are really raising costs at quite an astronomical rate. That's something that the airports deny, and they of course say that any cost savings they would pass on to the airlines would just go to their bottom line. But it's something that Josh Frydenberg, the treasurer, is looking at.
Hopefully at the end of all that, it's a bit cheaper for all of us.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be nice. A quick message now from our podcast sponsor, CommBank. CommBank have launched a new personalised app, and it has some pretty cool features. An important one is safety. The app has a 100% security guarantee that protects you from unauthorised transactions on your personal and business accounts when you take the necessary steps to stay safe online. To find out more, visit combank.com.au/better. Libra's most recent campaign shows women's period blood in their TV ads. It's had over 600 complaints. That number doesn't seem huge really, but it's making news as reports are saying that makes it the most complained about ad of the year so far. The advertising regulator, however, says there's no issue with it whatsoever.
No, there were some pretty strident reviews of that ad, and the regulator did actually express some sympathy for people, particularly with kids during kids' viewing hours and also during meal times. But overall, it said that the ad was perfectly within the advertising standards. Libra, for its part, said that ending the stigma around menstruation was really important work and something that they intended to continue to do.
So you know what we're talking about. If you haven't seen it already, a link in the Squiz Today email will take you to watch that ad. Finishing off with the backlash to Sony Pictures CEO's suggestion a remake of The Princess Bride has been requested.
He says plenty of famous people come to him to say that a redo of the classic tale would be something that they'd be interested in. It was very interesting to see the instant backlash to that of not just the people involved in the original Princess Bride, but fans who are very rusted on saying that's absolutely something that should not happen.
Don't mess with a good thing.
Don't mess with a good thing. In fact, a lot of people calling it perfection, which has put it back on my list. If I can get a chance on the weekend, I'll have a look at it. I haven't watched it for a really long time, but it is a great movie.
Yeah, me neither. I definitely need to watch that again. I've only seen it as a child, so perhaps my adult brain will get something different out of it.
Yeah, exactly right.
What's the email subject line today, Claire?
Well, going to that Libra campaign, I've gone for a bit of Shania Twain. I know you like a bit of Shania Twain, Kate.
Yeah, don't mind Shania Twain.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Nice. I feel we may have had that one before, but it's such a cracking tune. It's fine.
It is.
Thank you for listening to the Squiz Today podcast. Plenty more news in the Squiz Today email. If you read the email every day this week, you'll go in the draw to win a book pack from Alan and Unwin. That pack includes Sonia Henry's first novel. She was our 3-minute Squiz interview yesterday. That might be worth a go. Enjoy your Thursday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.